I brought this from home for this very reason.
San Fran.
I brought this from home for this very reason. Welcome, everybody, to Zia Comic Weekly as we get ready to nerd out for the next half hour. Oh, my goodness. And I'm on cloud nine right now. So
I was hoping for Detroit. They deserve it.
You know, part of me was like heartbroken from them. But a part of me also wants to be that team that will crush all the Swifties' hearts in 2 weeks, because I know a lot of Taylor Swift fans will be rooting for the Kansas City Swifts. And so I would like for my team to be the one that breaks their hearts.
But Taylor's boyfriend.
I know. By the way, Troy, I got to tell you, the news cycle these last 72 hours, everything has been Taylor Swift. More Taylor Swift than Super Bowl, than Marvel. Heck, I didn't even realize the Grammys were this weekend. But there's been more about Taylor Swift than anything else.
And I'm like, bigger following than all of them together.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start looking up. But what's been going on? And every single headline is Taylor Swift. So I'm like, okay, is Taylor going to be in a movie or something? What's going on? No, it's just talking about her flight plans from Tokyo to the Super Bowl.
What clothes, what designer will she be wearing?
Oh yeah. Oh no, there's designers. What will she be eating on her flight back from Tokyo? Will she make it? The NFL has a special parking lot for her to land her plane to get to the Super Bowl in. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So that is why we need this team to defeat the Kansas City Swifts.
I don't know. I'm over the Chiefs.
Yeah. I'm with you.
They won their first one. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Now I'm just tired of hearing about them.
it's getting worse, man. I tell you, every morning we're gonna have a new thing called the Swift Update with Martine, because Martine's a big Swiftie. As a matter of fact, Martine's excited for the Super Bowl, and I'm like, why, Taylor Swift?
Well, the good thing is you don't hear about Patrick Mahomes' brother anymore.
Oh yeah, that
stupid antics.
Yeah, no, he's definitely he's taking a major back seat. So
yeah, rightly so. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is probably like, yes.
Oh, finally, the spotlight is off my dumb-headed brother. And
idiot brother.
There's always that brother that just gonna mess something up. You're like, someone go get Fred. No, I'm just kidding.
Get him off the field.
Get him off the field. What is he doing on the field? All right. That's going to be the extent to our Taylor talk for today. Well, what's going on with you, Troy? What's happening?
Oh, man. We're just gearing up for a lot of things. We got the the in-store signing with Joey Lee Cabral coming up in February. We're giving away some tickets for Madam Web. If you guys are looking, just all you got to do is go take a picture of you wearing your favorite Spider-Man family outfit in front of the store, post it, and you'll be entered to win. We get five pairs of tickets in Cruces and five in Alamo to give away. So
nice.
If you want to see a free movie, you know, that's all you got to do to win.
I tell you, I am at first. I mean, the press for this movie's been picking up lately, and it looks really good.
I'm on the fence. Madam Web, I think it's going to be a hard character to put on screen, especially with all the time jumping. Anytime you do time travel, you know, and jumping back and forth, you confuse people real easy.
Yeah. So, you know, but I don't know. I'm hoping for a good cameo. Martina and I were talking about who would appear. I have a feeling that we may not get a big cameo because of, like you said, the timeline. So I don't know. We may get like a secondary character. I don't know. We'll get somebody that you'll have to definitely go back and look in the Spider-Man franchise. I don't know which Spider-Man, but I don't know. It does look intriguing, and it could be a different change of pace for the Spider-Man universe.
Yeah, mostly female cast.
Yeah.
I mean, all the leads, I think, are female, except for that one dude who's the protagonist.
So, no, man, it's crazy. Although, didn't Marvel tell us we weren't going to get but one Marvel movie this year?
I know they said they were cutting back. I don't know if they said exactly how many. Deadpool's supposed to come out too, though.
Yeah, I thought Deadpool was really the only one they were talking about. I didn't realize. And then, honestly, up until what's her name, Scarlet, or no, what's the girl's name, the main She was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. Yeah. I was gonna say Scarlett. I was gonna say Scarlett Johansson. I was like
Dakota Johansson.
I was like, wait, wrong one. No, Dakota Johnson. She was hosting SNL this past weekend, and I'm like, wait, Madam Web? Like, wait, is this going to theaters? I was under the impression it was gonna go straight to Disney Plus. No, this is a full theatrical release.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know. Before Marvel could do no wrong. Now they've had a few misfires at the box office. So crossing my fingers.
I know we're hoping for this one. You hope you don't get those headlines. Worst Marvel movie ever. Because well, I don't know. Maybe it would be because you know people like you and I that don't go to the theaters. If it's the worst Marvel movie in theaters, maybe you'll go to Disney Plus quicker.
Yeah, and hit that streaming so much quicker.
I know we're like, man, have a bad weekend so you can make it to the streaming quicker.
Or Rudy will bankrupt so I can watch it at home.
Come on, man. I only paying $10.99 a month for this. It's like, so let's make it count.
Well, I mean, they're Hollywood, so if it don't make money, they start pulling plugs quick. They don't give things time to develop and build.
You know, and I think, man, it's crazy, though, because if you think about just from 10 years ago to now, just how they would let a movie kind of, you know, have its moment ride. I mean, you're right. A studio will say, hey, we didn't have the projected weekend we want. Do we pull it? Do we run to the streaming service? What's the game plan? Because you look at a movie like even Barbie, that movie came out at the beginning of last year and they held on to that movie to put it out in streams. They re-released it in theaters because they were going to squeeze whatever financial dollar they could out of that movie up until they put it on the streaming service, which I mean, kudos to them for putting it in December when they knew people were going to be watching TV the most and because families were going to be together.
I mean, they usually would push it to Blu-ray real quick. Yeah. But now even Blu-ray and DVD, it's hard to find a place to buy them new except online. You know, Albertsons usually has a few at the end of the checkout aisle. But other than that, I mean, that used to be a big part of Best Buy was all the movies. Now they got shrunk it down to it's mostly seasons and stuff like that.
I haven't been by lately since they made that announcement. Have you been there and have you noticed the selection if it's been lighter?
At Best Buy, they've got a lot more toys now, the technology type toys. And okay. Most of their Blu-ray and DVD offerings are they'll have full seasons of something or, you know, like the 3 or 4 packs of these movie trilogies and stuff.
Yeah, Martine was telling me because he's become a big Blu-ray collector as of late. So that's been kind of a thing that he's been doing is kind of on the hunt for a Blu-ray that you might not necessarily find. And he's done pretty good, but he said it's tough to find, you know, the Blu-ray copies of some of these movies because it's going to streaming. Everyone's just streaming and no one's thinking about actually owning the physical media.
Yeah, but if the streaming kicks it off, the streaming... What do you do if you don't have the physical copy?
Right. You're like, okay, I got the.
Hey, I'd like to watch this. Oh, nobody's streaming it.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I haven't really broken out a DVD or a Blu-ray in about 3 years. I think everything has been streaming or like, hey, look, it's on this service and we'll just stream it from there. I don't care about the odd. I don't care about the quality. I just want to make sure it's easy access and it's good to go.
Yeah, the last couple Blu-rays I bought, which were over a year ago, were full seasons of stuff. Like I got the, I bought.
Don't know if Troy can hear me. I think we had a little bit of a technical difficulty right now. See what is happening. All right. So it seems that we may have froze or something may have happened. See if we're with me right now. Going to be checking real quick and see if Troy is able to bounce back real quick. Yeah, I think Troy signed off for a little bit, so we'll see what's going on right now. We're of course, if you're joining us right now, we're talking about the Blu-rays and as far as being able to obtain that physical media and just some of the different things that you know a lot of us have been searching for. Like I mentioned earlier, if you guys are just joining us, hopefully Troy will jump back on. Being able to find that physical media has definitely been something that's been really difficult to find these days. And let's see, there we go, he's back.
Man, my internet just said bye bye.
I know. I was like, wait, Troy, you were like in the middle of a you.
I was like, I,
by the way, amazing cliffhanger, because you were like, I just recently bought the season. And then I was like, wait, what did he buy? I was like,
oh, we must know.
I really was. I was like, okay. I was like, Troy, well, don't hang on to the info. Tell us. So yeah, and then I realized, I was like, oh, no, wait,
I
no.
I noticed I was talking to myself, and all of a sudden it's, oh, you got disconnected.
I know. I was like, wait. I was like, man, really left. I was like, he's getting this. He's leaving us on cliffhangers. Okay, so you were saying you the last series that you bought, what was it?
I bought the full run of MASH 4077, and I bought the full run of Stargate.
Really?
Yeah. You just don't see them streaming anymore. I love Stargate, so I had to have that. Yeah.
No,
and
I mean,
MASH,
I
can't find it anywhere.
I was going to say, and especially something like that, you're not going to find it. But when you happen to come across these collector items, I mean, and they may not necessarily be, but they're like, I've always wanted, and I've said this, and I think we've mentioned the show in the past, if I could get my hands on the entire series of the Drew Carey Show, I would immediately buy it, just because you don't find it on streaming. You don't, I don't know what's the deal. I figured with Warner Brothers having all these that it would have been there, but you never find this show anywhere. I would purchase that just to say I have it and I can reminisce over it. But that's one series I've never been able to find.
I've never even seen it available as full seasons anywhere. You might have to do a deep dive on Amazon.
Yeah, at this point, I'm literally, I think I'm having to search even eBay.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just, but if I ever got my hands on that one, but then it comes to, well, where's my Blu-ray player? Because I have that thrown somewhere. I haven't even had that connected at the house.
Oh, it's like, I used to have a bunch of those little cassette tapes, you know, for the video recorders, the little tiny ones, mini DVs or whatever. My camera broke, and I was like, oh, I'll just go buy another one, or I'll buy a player or something. You can't find them. You can buy the things that, you know, convert it from that to digital, but they're a little pricey.
Yeah, and especially for something that you're like, it probably wasn't even anything.
Just some really bad home movies.
It probably was. It was probably me, like, my first day to college. And after that.
All Blair Witch bouncing around.
Yeah. Hey, that was so ahead of its time, too. Man, I blame the Blair Witch for everybody wanting one of those cameras, because we wanted to run around with it.
I'm going to make the next big blockbuster.
Yeah, the heck you are. And good luck finding something to convert this movie.
Yeah. Lost footage.
Yeah. So it's just crazy. And I was mentioning earlier, just as far as the obtainability for physical media, I can't believe we're talking about something like this, because Martine, believe it or not, does talk my ear off about this. But it is crazy, though, because a lot of our favorite, like even like anime, old cartoons, like Paramount Plus has the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the one that we remember from back in the 80s and 90s. But they only have, I believe, two seasons on there. They don't have the whole series. So I was excited because my son at the time was on a kick for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The new ones just came out. So it's like, oh, I'll show him the kid ones. Well, it didn't have the whole series. So wanting to buy those series, like you're saying, that would be great, because then you have them, because what are the chances of them actually unloading all these shows on the streaming platform?
Well, yeah, I've been trying to binge watch One Piece, and you know, the not the live action, the
animated.
And it was on Netflix. I'm like, yeah. So I binge watched it for like a month, and I, you know, there's over 1,000 episodes. And I got up to like 516. I was like, oh, man, I'm halfway through. And it was just getting to a really good point. And then it came up with also recommended. I was like, wait a minute, where's next episode?
Oh.
They only had the first 21 seasons or something like that. So it only went to like 516. So I'm stuck halfway through One Piece until they add another season.
See, and that's horrible, man, because it's like you would think that if you're going to get the rights to it, you would put the whole show, especially shows that have completed, like they're done or they're way into their seasons. Like, I don't understand. And here lately, I don't understand what Netflix is doing, because I see that they have a lot of new TV series that are on their streaming platform. So I'm like, well, why wouldn't this be on Paramount Plus if you have a distribution deal through CBS, or what's going on? Young Sheldon's one that comes to mind that I'm like, why is this on Netflix?
Yeah. I've been watching it as it comes out, Young Sheldon, on Hulu.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Netflix grabbed it.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of this happened with the HBO Max deal, or the Max deal. Sorry, I keep calling it HBO Max. But I have noticed the Max inventory has been quite light. Although I do notice a lot of their original programming has been kind of the top tens. I mean, you got the new True Detective that is number one right now. That's their one of their top watched programs on Max. So I don't know, man. And it's getting tougher to find out where your favorite programs mm-hmm. are going to be and which platform you're going to watch it on.
Yeah, I've been platform jumping a lot.
And I tell you, I actually recently, yesterday, I finally finished the, you know how Ted had its own series?
Yeah.
The Bear? I finally finished it yesterday. I was like, oh, I'll go ahead and give it a run. And pretty good. I got to say, I can't believe he is squeezing every dollar out of this damn bear. But it's good.
Everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah, it's just, I don't understand. By the way, the fact that he got somebody, because right after that, I noticed that Ted was on FX, the movie. This guy has the characteristics of Mark Wahlberg. I mean, I'm like, man, this guy got him down packed. I mean, he looks and sounds just like a young Mark Wahlberg. And it's amazing.
How's your mom and them? All right.
All right. That's good. Good.
You on high for me?
No, I don't know if you've gotten a chance. Have you gotten a chance to see the Ted series on Peacock?
No, I don't have Peacock, but I have seen a lot of clips of it on like YouTube and TikTok. So
some of the feelings I'm getting for that, and I know it's a weird comparison, but I said it's like watching an R-rated version of Young Sheldon.
Is Sam Jones in it anywhere?
Not yet. Not yet. They've made reference. But not yet. So the Thunder Buddy song at the, you know, it's just, yeah, you're going to get the kind of the prelude to a lot of the stuff that you've seen in the movie. But yeah, no, they haven't made an appearance from him yet. So, but little, like I said, it's rated R for a reason. So yeah,
no, parents. I thought we're a little racy. Yeah.
Yeah. So just be advised. And also it was the 90s. So they're really bringing in the 90s with this show. So, yeah. One thing, though, about Seth MacFarlane, that it was announced that, of course, they're now into their 25th year of Family Guy. Can you believe 25 wow. years of Family Guy?
No, that's wow. It got near canceled a couple times. Yeah. I think it got chopped once or twice and brought back.
Yeah. If you guys and it's crazy to think that he recently did a podcast where he talked about how even American Dad came to be. He said that, you know, Family Guy was getting chopped. He moved over to American Dad. Family Guy got popular again. They brought it back. He got put in a situation where he couldn't dedicate his time to both because American Dad just took off at the same time that Family Guy was coming back. So they're like, that's great. You have two shows. He's like, you would think. He's like, but
I have no it's hard. Time.
He's like, how do you balance two shows? And he does credit a lot of the writers and production team for American Dad. They said that they kind of took it and ran with it, and he was able to focus more on Family Guy. But Family Guy is, I mean, it's getting up there with, you know, The Simpsons. I mean, The Simpsons obviously is going to have a legendary run, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. But you got Family Guy that's right on its heels.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, that he's getting all of his time taken away. That's why the Orville has kind of been sitting in hiatus forever.
Yeah. And I thought Orville would end up on Peacock. I thought this Ted deal was going to make it to where a lot of his content, because, you know, we talked about it a couple episodes ago about how he wasn't exactly happy with Fox.
No.
And we thought that, okay, is this going to be the move where he says, okay, I'm going to move all my stuff to NBC Universal. But looks like no, Fox is going to be keeping Family Guy on for a while.
Yeah, it depends on that contract. They're still making money on it. They're not going to let go.
Just wonder what the syndication deal is for that. Because if you look on TBS, man, American Dad and Family Guy is always on.
They're probably making more money off the syndication than they were off the original run.
They would have to, right? I mean, I would only imagine that they would. I mean, between that, it's crazy to think the longevity, though, because another one, I just thought about it right now, South Park. South Park is still rolling.
It's still relevant.
I mean, every month or so, you get a new headline of South Park. They went there. And you're like, oh, boy, what'd they do? And then you go and watch. And you're like, yep, they went there.
Yeah, they push that envelope all over the place.
Yeah.
Nothing is sacred.
I would say they're able to get away with a lot more on streaming, but they were doing it on cable anyways. Yeah. So it's crazy, though. A lot of animated shows and the longevity of how long they've been on the air. Like, it's fascinating.
I guess the animated is easier because all the voice actors don't have to be together. They can do it piecemeal from wherever. You know, the dude in New York can walk into the recording booth and record his part, and people in LA can do it, or Texas, wherever they're at, and they send it all together, and the editors put it, you know, here we go.
Yeah, and just the fact that it has us adults still watching, I think is even better, because you're like, look, what do you watch? I'll watch Family Guy. It's like, okay, cool.
Did you see the new South Park?
Yeah. But no, but it's crazy that you said, because that does become, you know, water cooler talk at this point, because they just, I think along those lines of what you're saying, I also think they're able to get a product out fast enough. So if there is something that's topical, like, Taylor Swift is invading the Kansas City Chiefs, that South Park or Family Guy, even The Simpsons, can your animators put something together, your voice people, you're able to get those jokes out and that content out faster. And I think that's what's continued to make them relevant.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. You know, if they have to do a reshoot, you just walk in like we're doing now and speak into a mic. You don't have to fly them to the set and get everybody together and with their schedules. And so it's much easier doing voiceover.
Yeah, a lot of people wonder why you don't see Mila Kunis out and about much. Well, it's because she doesn't have to go anywhere. She just stays home and records her episode of Family Guy, and she's good to go.
Yeah, you know, she kisses Ashton, walks into the recording booth for about an hour, walks back out.
Kitchen's dashing again, and
not a bad life.
I know. Who's ready for lunch?
Whoo, I work so hard.
That's a man, I tell you. The life of voice actors. So, of course, with everything that's been going on the animated side, and of course, with Seth MacFarlane really just having a heck of a run, a lot of things to look forward to in 2024, some updates as far as movies that we could be seeing. Some ones that we've talked about in the past, looks like Sonic the Hedgehog 3 could be coming out later this year. There's talks of a potential November, December. If not, then they will stick to their January, February of 2025. But that's another one. Animated voice work. They're done. They don't have to be on set. It's not required for these guys. Idris Elba doesn't have to be on set. It's all done by them.
Did they say which Sonic characters they're bringing? Are they bringing any new ones?
Shadow is one. There's also talks of Amy coming in. But I think that one's going to be towards the end. I think that's the surprise. Not trying to spoil anybody, but I tell you, these Reddit feeds, sometimes they love to jump out the window and tell you, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Idris Elba was good with Knuckles, and we already had Tails. So, yeah, it's about time we got Shadow.
Yeah. So we'll see who plays. Who decides to take on that role? Many people have had their speculations as to who's going to play that role, but I don't know. I don't know who you could put in there. I mean, if you do put a Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or I don't know. We'll see.
I'm over The Rock. I'm done with him. He needs to just – isn't he like part running the WWE now, him and Triple H with Vince McMahon and Brock Lesnar getting in trouble?
I know that was definitely I don't have all that on the Vince and Brock. Apparently they did a lot of naughty things, and they are in some,
so allegedly. What the court paper says.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they have. But Dwayne is now a board member of the organization that owns the WWE and the UFC, and he actually has the rights to the name The Rock. So I guess that was worked out in the deal, and so now WWE, that was getting their cut from this name, he now owns 100% of the rights to that name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bunch of jabronis.
You know, we're talking wrestlers. I'm going to look up, because I got to remember the name of this. John Cena apparently is going to be in a new comedy movie. I can't even remember what the name of it. It has a weird name. But the idea of the movie is three friends have a best friend that they lie to their significant others about, so that way they can go and have a dude's trip. They find out, well, how come we've never met this guy? They hire a guy to play this made-up character, which happens to be John Cena. I saw the trailer of it. It looks ridiculously funny. And I know we've said this. This guy's got some comedic chops, man.
So they all hired the same guy to be their pretend best friend?
So what I'm thinking, so kind of what I saw about it, so what it kind of sounds like is whenever they want to get away from their wives, what they would do is say, hey, you know, we got to go be there for our friend. And I guess they say something that this friend is in the hospital. So they say, hey, oh, we need to go visit our friend on the West Coast who's in the hospital. So they all leave. Well, they almost get caught because they're trying to call this hospital to look for them. And it turns out they're like, we have no record of this guy. Is this guy, where is this guy? So they needed to find somebody to make up their story, and and they picked John Cena. So yeah. So he just, it, I got to remember the name. It's like John something, Snicky or something. I oh man, if it, I'm looking right now, it'll come to me. It's a really weird name, but it's been great promotional because if you look on social media at any moment, he'll just be holding a sign and he's like, who is this guy? And it just, yeah, but the comedic chops on this trailer are hilarious. And I think John is, he's going to be more the comedian than the action star, I think.
Was he wearing his jorts?
Yes. And I think at one point in the trailer, he was in an all white tuxedo. Yes. Wow. So, yeah, it's a little crazy, but yeah, I don't think he's going to settle for the action star, but more of the comedic genius that he is. And
I think he does better in comedy. Everything, you know, I never watched him much in wrestling. I didn't care for him.
Yeah.
But all his movies have been pretty funny, so I can't fault him there.
Even Peacemaker, man. I mean, Peacemaker, even though he is an action star, it's still hilarious. I mean, Barbie, he was a mermaid.
And he has no problem poking fun at himself. That's good.
And I think that's why, you know, not just the wrestling community, but I think everybody just loves this guy because he's like, I don't take myself serious. I have fun doing it. If I could put a smile on people's face or make their day, might as well. I don't know. But that's one guy I would like to meet because I'm sure he's probably the most down to earth person.
Yeah, he's big in the Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff, too. Yeah. So
yeah,
I give him credit for that.
Setting records as far as the most donations, most appearances made. So anytime that organization calls him, he's there to do anything for that organization. So I tell you, man, he's a good guy in real life, man. How y'all want him to be a bad guy in wrestling? Yeah. Can't make that guy a bad guy. He's too much of a good guy.
It's just like, I didn't want to like Keanu Reeves. And then the more I find out about him, the more I like him. I'm like, oh, don't make me like the guy that I don't want to like.
You want to, I just realized, so John Wick is on Netflix, but I realized I haven't seen the fourth one.
I just watched it last week.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I can't believe I just barely saw the new Equalizer with Denzel Washington.
That was good.
That was really good. And I was like, wait, how did I skip this? Like, I didn't even realize it came out and I haven't even seen the fourth one of John Wick. So I'm like, where have I been?
A little over the top.
Is it? Well, I never saw the show. Oh,
God. They're doing,
I never even saw the show.
Oh, yeah. There's a new show now, too,
yeah,
about the hotel. I can't remember. It's on a streaming service, though.
Yeah, I never saw that either. Honestly, I saw that. It's on Peacock. I saw that, and I'm like, wait, wasn't there another John Wick that came out? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like way behind in the John Wick world.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the fourth one, it's a lot of callback. You see a lot of the old characters. It's just, like I said, it's starting to ramp up like the Fast and Furious. Some of the things they're doing, I'm like, even a highly skilled, you know, assassin might have a problem with that.
I swear, if he's saving his dog from outer space, then we got to be done with this series. Serious. Because, I mean, at first, it's kind of like he killed his dog. But then you're like, yeah, he killed his dog. Now, if it's getting to that level of Fast and Furious, then we may need to.
I well, that's my guess. And the next one, it might be John Wick in space. We don't know.
Hey, when in doubt, movie studios, send him to space.
Or maybe he'll be in the next Fast and Furious, a John Wick character.
It's quite possible. They were saying that they want to dial it back on the Fast and Furious movies.
Where else can they go?
I was like, dude, you sent two of your characters in a Pontiac Ferraro or whatever that car is called in space. Like, you sent a Pontiac to space. I think you guys have kind of overdone it already.
Go back to your roots and start over.
Now we're just going to race straight down the line. We're not going to actually turn. It's just going to be a drag race. That's it. Nothing else.
No villains or nothing. Just all racing and hot women and guys.
We're going to rob DVD players. Yeah, that's going to work out in 2024, I bet. What did they do? They stole a bunch of DVD players. Oh, that's what, about 50 yeah, bucks?
Was that like 10 bucks?
Did they not realize everything's streaming these days? Oh, man. Before we go, I wanted to ask you, what's the update on Comic-Con? How are things rolling with the El Paso Comic-Con?
We made another batch of announcements the other day. I might have already mentioned those people here online, though. But we got Ron Perlman.
Yes.
David LaBrava, also from Sons of Anarchy. Kat Cressida, who's done a ton of Disney and Marvel-type voice work. Tatanka from the WWE. Jimmy Hart, Mouth of the South from wrestling. And the last one we announced was, it slipped my, oh, Chavo Guerrero, ties to El Paso, you know, Eddie's nephew, I think.
Yeah, nephew.
So yeah, he's got, and he was born in El Paso. So, you know, that should be a good tie-in.
Yeah. So, and Chavo, man, has just been, I mean, he's definitely, I mean, he was one of the coordinators, stunt coordinators for the Iron Claw. So he's definitely got some momentum going with him. So that's cool, man. But yeah, definitely everything's rolling for you guys, and a lot happening for this year's Comic-Con.
Yeah, we still got a few more contracts out in the wind. We're waiting to come back, and they're going to be hopefully pretty big too.
People want to stay up to date with El Paso Comic-Con, of course. I know you guys drop videos every week. You guys are, you know, keeping everybody up to date. People have any questions, they can, of course, they can stalk you on the socials, right?
Yeah, we're all over the interwebs. Just look for El Paso Comic-Con.
Yep. So make sure you guys stalk them. So before we get out of here, let them know where they can stalk you. So that way they can follow you.
We're on the Insta, the Meta, the YouTube, and the Tiki Talkie. Don't look on the X because we're not there anymore.
Yeah. Were you able to, like, I know some people said they were having troubles trying to disable their X account.
I just quit using it. The app's still there in case somebody tweets something I need to read, but I just don't actively use it.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, I haven't actively used it in about 4 years, even before it was X. I don't know, man. I couldn't get into that. And even Threads as well. Threads, I thought that was going to be it'll be better than. Nah, it didn't. It didn't really work out.
Yeah, I've never started on the Threads, so I know I had to worry there.
Yeah, no, it's, you might as well stick to the gram. I'm on the Metas. You can Hot 103's Big Show on Facebook, on Instagram, Big Show FM, and then Joey on the FM on TikTokie. So I realized, man, I need to do some more on TikTok. I haven't done anything. The last thing I posted was back in December, and I'm like, yeah, I might want to do something.
Yeah, I just did one last week. I was like, oh, I haven't posted in a while. I should do something.
By the way, you probably do the same thing I am. I was like, we go to TikTok to watch the videos. We just sit there and just.
That's where I get my news.
Yeah, that's how I tell you. I've had to get off of TikTok today because everything I've learned all about Taylor Swift's arrangements for the next 2 weeks. And that is TikTok's fault. And I don't like Taylor like that. So I don't know why TikTok thought I needed to know the flight pattern from Tokyo to here the day of the Super Bowl. I don't care.
You sure Martine wasn't tagging you in all those TikToks?
I kind of think so. I really think it's him.
Joey would like this.
This is a sick game that we are playing that I do not like.
Get out of my algorithm, Taylor.
No, stop it, man. I was like, why do I got to do it? I was like, oh, hey, I can get the limited edition vinyl of Taylor Swift's last album. Well, I don't want that.
And Martine's in the corner going, ooh.
I know he is. He's like, when's payday? Yes. Okay. We love you, Martine. We're sorry. All right. That is going to do it for us. This has been another edition of Zia Comic Weekly. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, nerds.